Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. The people behind the Walker's Point Gallery called the Pitch Project describe the space as a home for contemporary art practices. The space gets its name from the concept of pitching yeast, the first step in brewing beer. This weekend, the Pitch Project puts the book front and center as both an object and an art form. The Pitch Project Artist Book Fair is connected to its latest exhibition, photographer Mariela Sankari's Moises Landscape, which offers pictures in book form of men whom she imagined might have looked like her father had he lived longer. Sankari and the Pitch Project's Sonia Thompson joined Lake Effect's Bonnie North recently, and Sankari explained the spark of inspiration for her work.
I have a twin sister, and my sister and I, we have kind of like a fantasy that we're not able to see the dead body of my father when he died. We were 14 at the time. So we kind of like kept the fantasy that we're going to run into him in the street, like randomly, or that maybe he has another family, or that he's homeless, or that something happened to him other than dying, that he's around there somehow, and we'll eventually find him again. So what I decided to do is to make that fantasy come true through an image, and I photograph men that are now the age that he would be if he was alive. So this was kind of like trigger of, you know, me walking in the street and seeing men around 70 that I think that might look like him if he would have lived. Like, kind of like the same color of his eyes, or maybe as tall as he was. So I was, you know, just seeing this man on the street thinking, so that my father might have looked like him. So I decided to take these pictures of these men that I thought that might look like him. But the project is not really about likeness. It's about trying to make this fantasy come true in a way. So trying to construct an image that's an impossible image of someone that's not here anymore and that has never reached that age. So it's not really portraits about these men. It's trying to reconstruct a lost image of my father.
I think the fantasy part is interesting, too, though, with the men that you chose and how you went about finding these men.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Why did they show up? And what was their fantasy about being photographed as well? So I like the duality in the project as well.
Yeah. What I did is I placed ads in the newspaper in my hometown in Buenos Aires. I was paying them. So many of them came because I was paying them. But yeah, once we were there taking the pictures, it was really funny because, yeah, as you were saying, I mean, some of them were so eager to tell their own stories and to tell me about their daughters, or so many very like different interactions happened between them and myself that, yeah, it was really interesting. And it definitely was also like kind of like an emotional, really strong experience for me, because I was literally facing these men that I at some point imagined that my father could look like. But then when I was interacting with them, I never ever thought that any of them could really look like or just kind of like feel like being with him. It was really kind of like, like a shock or like a confrontation that I think triggered other kind of thinking. And it was a lot more different than what I expected the whole experience to be.
What were you hoping from the experience versus what you got out of it?
I was hoping that it was going to be more like a more kind of like natural feeling experience, but it was really confronting. Like I don't mean to say this in a rude way or anything, but I was really confronted to the way they smelled, or maybe some of them were a little, not really old because they were all around 70, like from 68 to 72, but maybe they were a little kind of like forgetting things, and maybe their appearance was a little, untidy. So I think that I was really confronted about that, because I haven't experienced my father aging. So I've never had that contact with men that age. So
it's a different kind of experience with the idea of mortality, too.
Yes.
And that not seeing him, but then seeing them age, that becomes so visceral for
yes,
you.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And so, exactly. Seeing them triggers so many emotions about the way how my father could have aged that I never thought about. I was just thinking of how he might have looked. Mm-hmm. But then these all other things that are more like real, you know, like real things. They were like very, wow, like I haven't thought about that before. Mm-hmm. And they were really confronting. I was trying to somehow also bring that into the whole experience of the book and the images. And so, yeah, then I created a book that has kind of like a different structure from traditional books, that it's two booklets put together with intermingled pages. So you are turning the pages, one from the left, one from the right, and so on. And the idea is that this structure resembles my search. So you're turning pages and searching and finding and discovering as I was. So you're seeing these portraits displayed that way. So I think the exhibition that we're showing at the Beach Project Gallery is triggered by the work and the book. So it's from the same series, but it's called Moisés Landscape. And I took just one image from the series, only one of the portraits. And we printed it on a like regular sheet of paper. And then we did Xerox copies. I think it's over 1,000. And then we created a landscape using these prints. So I was really interested in trying to resignify these portraits. Also, like thinking about the impact that having done this project had on me and trying to resignify them into creating a poetic landscape.
Mm-hmm. And like in a physical space too,
yes.
You know, instead of, I think the portraits, they're so lovely and you can see them in the video of the book in the gallery. And they're mesmerized, and you're pulled into these beautiful blue eyes in all of these men. But you never get access to the eyes in the installation except for once. Mm-hmm. His face is always blurred. And so it creates a much more, I don't know, an ambiguous space more of a psychological, textural space instead of the individual's identity.
Yes, yeah, it almost sounds like you've created a landscape of search.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
like that's
exactly
what you're trying to do is, you know, nothing is quite clear.
Yes.
You know, you're trying to find your way through a space you don't know.
It's
almost like trying to recreate what you actually did.
Yes.
To find this, to create the initial book.
Yes.
Yeah.
And somehow I think also I wanted to, one of the many things that I was thinking about after doing the pictures was that maybe fantasies are supposed to remain fantasies. So I was somehow also trying to kind of like go back to it, you know, like trying to create to create this something else than
distance.
And again, gaining some distance. And then also this installation, you're supposed to see like, so it has a mountain shape, so it's quite big. And you're supposed to see like the whole thing. The idea is not that you're seeing each portrait, like Sonia was saying. It's just more like the feeling you get from being in this space that is transformed with this installation.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say something that the show opened in December, and the team of the gallery did the whole installation, and they're amazing. Mm-hmm. We did everything over Skype and emails, and I sent a couple of sketches and some kind of like instructions. And I've seen pictures of it before, of course, and we've been like working together in the distance throughout all the process. But when I just saw it, when I arrived in Milwaukee, I was like, wow, like really surprised. They did an amazing job. And I think for me also, it was really interesting as an artist to do it over distance, you know, to have this amazing team working here, doing what I was asking them to do with so much care and passion. Mm-hmm. They're artists themselves. And I think that experience was really interesting and rewarding for me.
Had you seen it installed anywhere else before?
Yes, I have
Yes.
But
so
I've done it myself.
Okay, so this was the first time you came into it where somebody else had set it up.
Yes.
And so did you see something new when you saw it here for the first time?
You know, that's funny. There are many things that are different in a way, but in a good way. I think they somehow kind of like appropriate a little bit in a good way. And I really enjoyed that. Like, I think I totally trust them. I think that we were able to work that way. And so, for instance, the one that I've done before, it was on a different color the paper that we use. So this time we decided, because of many other reasons, that we would use another color. I've never done that before, and I really liked it when I saw it. And then some small details that I would have done it
differently.
Slightly different. But then again, it was not really about precision in a kind of like neurotic way. So I don't know. I'm like gladly surprised and really enjoyed the process of working with other artists in the distance and them kind of like taking on the project. And so now I'm doing an intervention on the actual installation that you'll be able to see on Saturday. But I think that is really interesting too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you bring up Saturday, and Sonia, I want to make sure that we talk about what else is happening on Saturday, kind of in conjunction with Mariela's installation.
Yeah, inspired by her project and her book, and also both of our kind of passion for photo books. We are hosting the Pitch Project Artist Book Fair on Saturday. It's from 11 to 5, and Mariela will be giving a talk at 4 that day. And we have an incredible number of artists, both local and national. Usually all of them have some kind of tie to Milwaukee or the Midwest. We invited as many presses, so independent presses, whether they make zines or they do finished publications. Some people are working in newsprints.
Artist books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have students coming, showing the books that they're making. And so we really try to be inclusive. And I think in this moment, especially, we wanted to try to create the sense of community. And so just the artists there will be very exciting. But we're hoping that Milwaukee shows up and kind of takes a look, maybe purchases some beautiful books. I mean, they're all very affordable and connects with the artists.
So the books are not going to be being made at the time. They're actually just there. People can actually just see them. Is that the plan?
Yeah, yeah. So there'll be finished editions lots and lots of books for you to kind of look through. Each press will have their own table and kind of represent what they do and the kind of artists that they work with. There will be a workshop. There's a press just down the street from Pitch Project, and they'll be doing a workshop about making your own artist book in conjunction. So as the energy and as the community in Milwaukee has heard about this, you know, more and more possibilities have grown from it. So it's been really, really exciting.
So Mariela, will you come back? Would you like to do another?
Yes, I would love to. Yeah, of course. Definitely.
So this kind of energy is exactly the kind of thing that feeds you.
Yes, totally. Yeah. And I think what they organized for Saturday is it's exactly the kind of thing that we as an artist, we really look forward to connect with other artists and colleagues and publishers and have them all together reunited in a place. It's just like a dream. So you go from one table to the other, like browsing and seeing amazing things that other people are doing. I think it's really
inspirational.
Yeah.
All the kinds of exciting things you might be able to absorb.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm working on another book, so it's always so nice to talk to colleagues or other people and, you know, show or talk about what you're doing and see what other people are doing. Whenever I go to festivals or I attend, you know, photo book fairs or just photo fairs, what I enjoy the most is always connecting with colleagues and peers. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that we're really looking forward on Saturday.
But it is open to the public.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Sure.
Right. And, I think collaborations happen and in some cases, you know, we have a brewery connected to a gallery, right, at the Pitch Project, and we're always interested in, like, who is our audience? You know, is the general public who comes for the beer the audience? Are people coming for an art experience the audience? Everyone's our audience, right? And this book fair, I think, is an amazing opportunity for people to engage with art who aren't used to it. You can touch it. You can look through it. You can talk to an artist directly. I mean, it's a wonderful, accessible event.
And you can go have a beer.
You can have a beer. Yeah. Actually, there's actually a deal on pints of beer that
there
day.
You go.
There you go.
Well, Mariela and Sonia, I want to thank you both so much for coming in today and telling me about this. I can't wait to see the installation, Mariela.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's fantastic. Thanks, Bonnie.
Photographer Mariela Sankari's exhibition, Moises Landscape, is currently on display at the Pitch Project in Walker's Point. She'll give a keynote lecture as part of the Pitch Project Artist Book Fair this Saturday afternoon. Artist Sonia Thompson is one of the co-directors of the Pitch Project. They spoke with Bonnie North, and you can find more about the event and the exhibit from a link at WUWM.com.